If there is one question that crosses the mind of every single person at one time or another in their lives, it's got to be, why am I here? This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called, What on Earth Am I Here For? In these lessons, Rick will help us to discover the one-of-a-kind purpose that God has for each of our lives. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about how you can get the Life-Giving Study DVD and study kit for this series. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called, You Are Called to Become.
Why is this important, that you realize that God is cheering you at every stage of your life? Because the major reason you don't become the man you're supposed to be is shame. It's shame. And what happens is, instead of admitting that we don't have it all together, we spend all of our time and energy trying to pretend that we have it all together. Faking it, wearing a mask, pretending, acting like I got it all together, when inside you know I don't have it all together by a long shot. Now, I hate to shock you, but everybody in the world knows you don't have it together. In fact, you're the only one who doesn't know it. God knows you don't have it all together. As your pastor, I know you don't have it all together. All your friends know you don't have it together. They just want you to admit it. You don't have it all together. When you start becoming vulnerable and you start admitting, you know what, my life is really screwed up. My life is really a mess. There's a lot of areas here that just aren't right. Then you can stop spending all that energy on faking it and pretending and convert that energy into becoming. You can either become what God wants you to be or you can pretend you've already got it together. But you can't have enough energy to do both. Here's another passage. Philippians chapter 3 in the Bible. It's another one of these classic passages on the race of life. Paul, this is the guy who wrote most of the New Testament part of the Bible, Paul says this, St. Paul, I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection. Now, wait a minute. This is the guy who wrote the Bible and he's going, hey, I don't have it together. I'm not saying I've already achieved all this. I'm not saying I've already done all this. I'm not saying I'm perfect. He's not. He said, thank God I'm not what I used to be. And I am what I am. Thank God I'm not what I'm going to be one day. He says, I don't have it already achieved these things. I haven't already gotten to perfection. But, he says, I keep working toward that day when I will finally be all that Christ saved me for and wants me to be. One day, I'm going to be what God wants me, the man God wants me. One day I'll be that. He says, I'm still not there. I'm still not all I should be. But I am focusing on all my energies on this one thing. I forget the past. You know all those dumb decisions that really messed me up? It's gone. My past is past. I'm going to forget the past. Forgetting the past, looking forward to what lies ahead, I strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling, there's that word, the third calling to become, is calling us up to heaven. So they just keep on going. I don't have it all together, but I keep straining ahead. Now, God is cheering you at every stage of the race. Those of you who are parents, have you ever watched your child run a race at school? Yes. At what point did you start cheering them? When they crossed the finish line? No. You start cheering your kids the moment they started the race. When the whistle was blown or the gun was shot and they get out of the starting box, you're going, let's go, let's go, let's go. You can do it, you can do it. You're cheering them at every stage of the race. God is doing that with you right now.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. You can also sign up for his free daily email devotional. That's PastorRick.com.
Would you like to go deeper with Pastor Rick to discover God's purpose for your life? Well, now you can. With the DVD study kit called Live Your Calling, What on Earth Am I Here For? This life-changing six-session video, which includes a workbook, is taught by Pastor Rick in a one-on-one casual setting. It's packed with biblically-centered principles and is perfect for personal or small group study. We'll send it to you today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Find out why God put you on the planet with the What on Earth Am I Here For DVD Study Kit from Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. There's only 2 days left to get this great study tool, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
This is life-changing for some of you right now. You've never realized that God is cheering for you the moment you stumble. He's going, I know you can do it. You're better than this. I believe in you. I created you. I sent my son to die for you. I want you in my family. Come on, you can do it. I know you stumble. God isn't saying, oh, you worthless piece of baloney. Don't project an unpleasable parent onto God. You may have grown up with a mother or father that no matter what you did, it wasn't good enough. And it was, come on, you could do better than that. Are you kidding me? And they shamed you your entire life. That's not God. God is cheering you every moment. And when you stumble, he cheers more. Come on, I know you can do it. I know you can do it. I made you. I created you. I died for you. I love you. I've got put my spirit in your life. And he cheers even louder. You need to never forget that truth. Number 7, if you're going to make it to the finish line and be the woman God wants you to be the man God wants you to be, I must take every step with purpose. Take every step with purpose. Now, I'll tell you, I didn't do this for a lot of years in my life. But I don't want to waste any step anymore. I don't want to waste any energy anymore. I don't want to waste any word anymore. I don't want to waste any breath, any step, because I don't know how many steps I have left. And you don't either. You don't know if you're going to live a week, a month, a year, or what. You don't know. So whatever steps you're going to take, you better do them on purpose. And you need to be more disciplined, and you need to be more self-controlled, and you need to take every step and every moment in your life with purpose. Now, if you're going to become the person God wants you to be, that's the third calling in life, I'll be honest with you, there are some things you're going to have to deny yourself. You're not going to get to do everything that everybody else does, because if you want to be God's woman, God's man, you want to be what you're created to be, you just can't go out and do everything what everybody else does. As I said, you can't follow their plan and your plan and God's plan all at the same time. Anybody who trains for the Olympics gives up an enormous amount of things to be a winner. They eat a certain way, they go to bed at a certain time, they don't do certain things, and you're going to have to deny yourself. You just can't tack on God's purpose to what you want to do with your life. It's plan A or plan B. And so you have to say, I'm going to have to be disciplined. I'm going to have to take every step on purpose. Like St. Paul, you have to be purpose-driven. Look at this next verse, 1 Corinthians 9. All athletes practice strict self-control. In other words, to be a win, you get in the Super Bowl, you got to discipline yourself. They do it. They do all this self-discipline. Self-control, they do it to win a prize that'll fade away. But we do it for an eternal prize in heaven. So I run straight to the goal with purpose in every step. I'm not like a boxer who misses his punches. Paul says, I'm way beyond the years of shadow boxing. If I'm going to take a punch, I'm going to make sure it lands. I'm not just out there beating the air. I'm not just shadow boxing. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not wasting my life. If I'm going to land a punch, I'm going to make sure it has contact. And if I'm going to take a step, I'm going to make sure it has a step of purpose in my life. That's how you get to the finish line. Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, gives us more advice. Back to chapter 12. Hebrews 12, verse 13, 12 and 13 says this. Because God knows you're going to get tired in the marathon of life. He says, lift up your tired hands then and strengthen your trembling knees. In other words, when you feel like, I can't go on. I'm out of energy. I'm out of gas. He says, you just ask God for more strength. Keep walking. When you're going through hell, what do? You keep going. You don't want to stay in hell. When you're going through hell, you keep walking. When you're walking through hell, you keep walking. And he says, keep walking on straight paths. Circle straight paths. We'll come back to that. So that your lame foot, circle that, lame foot, we'll come back to that, may not be disabled, but instead be healed. Now he says, when you're running the race of life, and you're becoming what God wants you to be, he says, you need to keep walking on the straight paths. Don't be tempted by crooked ways. When things aren't working out, don't be tempted by crooked ways. Don't be tempted by shortcuts. Shortcuts are going to get you into deep weeds. Stay on the straight and narrow path and head for the goal. And he says, then your lame foot will not be disabled, but instead it'll be healed. What's he talking about there? In the race of life, we all run with a limp. Every one of us have limps. I just said it earlier. You have some emotional limps. Your emotions don't always work right. You have some relational limps. You have some weaknesses in your relationships. You have some physical limps. Your body doesn't always work right. You have some spiritual limps. You're not as strong spiritually as you could be. You have some financial limps. You don't have the money that you could have. You have all kinds of limps. Everybody walks through life with a limp. Now, if I have a natural limp, I better stay on the straight path. Because if I get on a crooked path with a natural limp, I'm more likely to stumble. And if I get on a rocky path with a natural limp, I'm more likely to fall. If I get on a crooked path and a mountain path, then I'm going to stumble because I have a natural limp, a bent to fall. The only way I'm going to stumble less is if I stay on God's straight path. Then I'm not going to stumble as much. We all run life with a limp. Now there's one last step, and this is my favorite one of all. It touches me deeply. The eighth thing that the Bible teaches us about the race of life is this. I need to realize that what I don't finish, God will. What I don't finish, what I don't get finished in my life, God will. I was created to become like Christ. But if I don't get there, and there's still some remaining parts left, God is going to complete the character development in my life one day. And he's going to finish it and bring me to perfection, bring me to completion into heaven. Philippians chapter 1 says this. This is a great promise. I am sure that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work. It's his work. He will continue his work in you until it is finally finished. Circle that. Finally finished. On that day when Christ Jesus comes back again. Friends, what a day that is going to be. What a day. When you either go into heaven or he comes here, either one, what a day that's going to be. Because on that day, when you see Jesus Christ, you don't see him right now face to face. He's invisible to you. But when you see him face to face, every mirror neuron in your body, in your brain, is going to start gone on overload. Mirror neuron, and you're going to be transformed to become like him. All your weaknesses, gone. All your limps, gone. All your fears and faults, gone. All your failures and frailties, gone. All of your insecurities, gone. All of your blemishes and flaws, gone. And you will be transformed into perfection one day, and those mirror neurons are going to be on overload. And you will reflect the glory of the Lord. That is such good news. I'm not who I ought to be. You're not who you ought to be. We're not a fraction of what we could be. But God says, that's okay. I'm taking my time. I'm cheering you at every stage. You just take every step with purpose, because one day I'm going to finish what you didn't finish. And you're going to be changed, boom, instantly into my likeness if you have put yourself in my hands. What a day that will be. The last verse on your outline, it's actually 1 John 3:2, and it says this. It's an amazing promise. Dear friends, dear friends, we are already God's children. And we can't even imagine what we will be like when Christ returns. But we do know that when he comes, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he really is. And what I don't finish in my lifetime, God is going to finish. I am so, so glad for that. In this race of life, you may have struggled in the race of life. Welcome to the human race. We've all been there. We've all struggled. In this race, you may have stumbled. We've all been there. In this race, you may have been sidelined. We've all been there. But your race is not over. It's not. Your heart's still beating, so your race isn't over. And it's never too late to get back up and get in the race again. And in this family, you are loved. You are beloved. You belong. And you can become what God meant for you to become, what he always intended. And if you get in a small group that learns to be safe and learns to be supportive, they will help you back up every time you stumble and fall on your face. That's okay. It's part of the race. And as your pastor, I am committed to helping you cross the finish line. It's never too late. You're never too old. It's time to get back up and get in the race. Let's bow our heads. And I want you to follow me in this prayer. Say, dear God, for the first time today, I have realized that you are cheering me at every stage in the race. And when I stumble, you don't condemn me, you cheer me more. That you believe in me. I want to take every step with purpose. I don't want to waste one day of the rest of my life. I've done too much of that. I want to accept the third purpose of my life, my calling, to become like Jesus. And I'm willing to take these steps. I want to lay off, strip off the stuff that doesn't matter in my life, the stuff that slows me down, holds me back, especially the sins that trip me up. I want to simplify my life and focus on the particular race that you have given to me. I want to spend time with you so I can become like you. Help me to remember, Jesus, all that you went through, and you never gave up. Thank you. Make me strong. Give me the support. Keep me from falling, as you've promised. Most of all, dear Jesus, I thank you that what I don't finish, you will. And that one day, all of those things that I dislike about myself are going to be removed from my life. And when I look at you and those mirror neurons start flashing, I will become like you. Thank you that I don't have to stay the same. Thank you that you give me the power to change. Jesus Christ, I give you, as much as I know how, every part of my life. If you've never done this before, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life and make yourself real to me. And if you've said that, say, Jesus Christ, today I rededicate my life to you. And I thank you that you will finish whatever I don't complete. In your name I pray. Amen. Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together, so please stay with us. If you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Would you like to go deeper with Pastor Rick to discover God's purpose for your life? Well, now you can with the DVD study kit called Live Your Calling, What on Earth Am I Here For? This life-changing six-session video, which includes a workbook, is taught by Pastor Rick in a one-on-one casual setting. It's packed with biblically-centered principles and is perfect for personal or small group study. We'll send it to you today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Find out why God put you on the planet with the What on Earth Am I Here For DVD study kit from Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There's only 2 days left to get this great study tool, so don't wait. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
So many of you have written to encourage us here at Daily Hope, and not only me, but our entire staff are encouraged by your notes, your letters, and I'm so grateful for your trust in this ministry. It's your prayers and it's your support that help us tell people around the world about the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, one of the ways I can give back to you is through my free daily devotionals. You can sign up for them. If you're not getting them right now, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com and sign up to get the free Daily Hope devotionals. By the way, here's a letter from Holly, who reads the Daily Hope devotionals every day, and she says this: Pastor Rick, I've been receiving your daily devotionals for several weeks, and I've been overwhelmed by how positively my life has been impacted. My faith has been growing greatly these past couple of years, and now it is growing exponentially. People say they notice joy shining from me, and I know it's because my heart is being fed every day. And she writes, my story is one that I rarely tell, but as God has brought me through hell and now is showing me the why I went through it all, and it's beginning to make such perfect sense. She writes, I stand behind you, Pastor Rick, along with thousands of others, holding you up in prayer during those moments that maybe even you have second thoughts. Blessings 1,000-fold. Wow. Thank you, Holly. Holly, everybody needs encouragement, including me, and I especially need your prayers as much as you need encouragement and prayers from others and from God's word. You know, I'm always so encouraged when I hear about how God is transforming lives. I love these stories. So tell me your story. You can email me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me. Tell me your story. And thanks for listening today to Daily Hope. Let's be on the lookout for how God is working in each of our lives.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.